faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep! P-E-P, Pep! Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman! Today, with Lois Lane lying still and apparently lifeless at her feet, Mary Hennig realizes with mounting fear that her adventure in petty crime may end in murder.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, old man Sun sure is on the beam these late spring days. Why, he shows up at breakfast time almost as regular as clockwork. Sheds good old sunny cheer all over the place. And gang, if you want to be on the sunbeam too, latch on to Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. There's a sunny, golden toasted treat that is a treat. Crisp, delicate flakes of real whole wheat, full to the brim with sparkling sunshine flavor. It's a keen flavor, a delicious flavor, a come-on flavor that keeps your spoon coming right back for more. Makes you want to dig right in and polish the bowl clean as a whistle. And you know, that's the right idea. Sure, it's mighty important to get the good out of every bit of your breakfast dish of Kellogg's Pep. Because it's good for you, and because it's not smart to waste cereal, particularly nowadays. You see, whole wheat is one of the cereal grains picked out to send to fellows and girls all around the world. Think of that, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's. Make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, take time to pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep an eye on your younger brothers and sisters, too. Just make sure you eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Having wormed her way into a job on the Daily Planet, young Mary Hennig, who is also known as Chickie, stole certain letters from the newspaper office. Letters which exposed Martin Higgins, a candidate for mayor of Metropolis, as an ally of gangsters and racketeers. But in her guilty haste, Mary dropped one letter in a closet in Lois Lane's office. And that evening, when the planet was deserted, she returned and found it. She was using Lois's office phone to report her success to Al Vincent, a crooked pawnbroker and henchman of Higgins who hired her to steal the letters, when Lois entered and overheard her. Shocked, Lois demanded the letter. Mary refused to give it up. Lois tried to take it from her, and in the ensuing scuffle, Mary struck her on the head with a heavy paperweight. As we continue now, the girl reporter lies motionless on the carpet. Horrified at what she has done, Mary gets Al Vincent back on the phone. Listen.
She's dead now. She's dead.
What are you talking about, Chickie?
Miss Lane, she's dead. But I didn't mean to kill her, honest. I didn't mean to do it. So help me, I only...
Wait a minute. You mean you bumped her off?
Yeah, but I didn't mean to, honest. I didn't.
Holy smokes.
It was an accident, Al. She come in when I was talking to you. She heard everything. She said I'd be arrested, and I got scared.
You
and
dumb little sap. You got us all in a jam.
I didn't mean to do it, I tell you.
Ah, shut up. Where are you?
In her office. Miss Lane, she's laying right here. You gotta help me, Al.
Stop whining. Did anyone see you do it?
No. There was just me and her.
That's a break. Did anyone see you come in the place?
The watchman and the elevator man.
Oh, that's bad.
That's why I'm afraid to go out. When they find her, they'll know I did it. You gotta tell me what to do, Al. You gotta help me.
I ought to let you take my rap. That's what I ought to do. You dumb kid.
Oh, no. No, you can't. I didn't mean to.
You'd spill everything. Listen now. We gotta get her out of there. And you too. What floor are you on?
The 10th. But you can't get in. You gotta have a pass.
Don't worry about that. Now look. Is there a lock on this office you're in?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Lock it. And stay in there till the boys come. I'll send them right over.
Trembling with terror in the belief that she is a murderess, Mary Hennig locks the door to the little office and, burying her face in her hands, cowers in a corner as far away from the inert form of Lois Lane as she can get. At the same moment, unaware of what has happened, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is talking with Mary's mother in the kitchen of a shabby tenement flat. Without realizing that Kent suspects her daughter of complicity with the crooked Higgins-Vincent group, Mrs. Hennig, instinctively worried, nervously smooths her apron with red, work-roughened hands as she tries to make her guest welcome.
I hope you don't mind waiting in the kitchen, Mr. Kent.
No.
The children are asleep in the other room.
Of course I don't mind, Miss Hennig. You don't know where Mary might be, do you?
No, I don't. She should have been home by now. Could you tell me what you wanted to see her about?
Oh, it's nothing important. It's just something that came up in the office today.
I see. Tell me honestly, Mr. Kent, she didn't get into any trouble, did she?
Well, what makes you ask that?
Oh, nothing, really. I just asked. You see, living in this neighborhood makes me worry about Mary.
Has Mary been giving you cause to worry, Mrs.
Oh, Hennig? No. Mary's a good girl, but just the same I worry about her because all these bad kids around here... Well, you know, sometimes they give good kids bad ideas.
Yes, of course.
Seems like they're nearly all bad children in this neighborhood.
Oh, most youngsters aren't really bad.
They are around here. You don't know.
Yes, I do know. They're not really bad, Mrs. Hennig. It's just that they fall into wrong ways in overcrowded tenement districts like this because there's... Well, there's no place for them to play except in the streets.
Yes, that's true.
They start hanging around the corner pool room and join gangs and steal and smash windows just for the excitement to let off steam.
Oh, I know all that, Mr. Kent. But what's a person to do? I'd move out of this neighborhood tomorrow if I could.
Well,
but this tenement is all I can afford, so I can't do anything.
Now, don't you worry, Mrs. Hennig. When Henry Marshall becomes mayor, he'll tear down these slums and build decent housing and parks and playgrounds and gymnasiums. That'll go far toward wiping out juvenile delinquency.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Say, look, it's after 8:30. Mary left the office over 2 hours ago. You said she was supposed to come right home.
She was, but sometimes she just don't come right home. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a hurry, maybe you better not wait.
Well, it's important that I see her. Don't you have any idea where she goes when she doesn't come home?
No, I don't, Mr. Kent. Mary, well, she's changed lately. Mm-hmm. She used to tell me everything. Now she don't like me to ask questions. She says she's too grown up for that.
Grown up? She's only 15, isn't she?
Yes, that's all, but I can't seem to do anything with her anymore. You see, I'm not very well, and I work all day in a laundry. I don't seem to have the strength when I get home to handle her like I should.
I see.
When her father was here, it was different. But since he got tuberculosis and had to go to the sanitarium...
Sanitarium? Mary said he was dead.
Oh, no. She couldn't have said that.
Oh, yes, she... Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe she didn't. Maybe I'm wrong. Go on, Mrs. Hennig. You were saying something about handling Mary.
Well, I don't want you to think Mary is bad, Mr. Kent. She's really a good girl. It's just that, well, I think she needs somebody to talk to
her.
I
intend to.
I'd be grateful if you'd tell her how it's wrong to stay out of school like she did again today.
What's that? Was her school open today?
Of course. I found out she stayed away again today.
Well, it's more important than ever that I talk to her now. I've got to get out and make a phone call.
But aren't you going to wait for her?
No, I've got to make this call first. There's a drugstore at the corner. I can phone from there. And look, please, don't worry, Mrs. Hennig. I'll do my best to work things out.
Work things out?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Mr. Kent?
Well, I can't explain right now, but I'll be back later. Now, just you sit tight, and if Mary comes in, hold on to her.
Hello?
Jim, this is Mr. Kent.
Mr. Kent, hey, what happened to you? I've been waiting in this restaurant for an hour.
Sorry, I've been tied up. Listen, Jim, when you got to the office early this morning, you found Mary Hennig there, didn't you?
Yeah, she thought we started work at 6:30. Cheated herself out of an hour's sleep.
Uh-huh. Didn't she say there was no school today?
Uh-huh. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to be sure. Look, is Lois there?
No, she went back to the office to finish her story. She said we should pick her up on our way to police headquarters.
Oh, well, you pick her up and go over to headquarters. I'll see you there in a little while.
Oh, but look, Mr. White made a date for all of us to see Inspector Henderson at 9 o'clock.
Well...
He'll be sore as a boil if you're not there.
I can't help it, Jim. Tell him I'll be there as soon as I can. Well, and that I may bring the person who stole the Higgins letters with me.
No kidding. Well, listen, who is it?
No time to talk now, Jim. Just do as I say. Go over to the planet, pick up Lois, and hot-foot it to Henderson's office. I'll see you there later. So long.
Leaving the drugstore, Kent steps into a dark doorway, strips off his business suit, and stands revealed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, up, up, and away! Leaping high into the night sky, the Man of Steel streaks away in an effort to find Mary Hennig, not realizing that he has unwittingly sent Jim Olsen on a dangerous errand. For at the same time, in Lois Lane's office at the Daily Planet, two thugs sent by Al Vincent, one of them holding a flashlight, look into the pale, unconscious face of the girl reporter as Mary, shivering in fright, stands by, biting her nails.
Relax, Chickie. I tell you, this dame ain't dead.
Are you sure? She's so still.
She's just out cold, but good.
You must have given her wife to put her out like this.
I didn't mean to hurt her bad. I only wanted to...
Okay, skip it.
Yeah, stop your blubbering. We gotta get out of here.
We gotta take this dame with us. Give me a hand, Louis.
Wait. Yeah. What are you taking her for?
What do you want to do? Leave her here to tell the cops what you've done, you dopey kid?
Well, no, only...
Come on. We're wasting time. Al Vincent's waiting for us.
But how are you going to get her out of here? You can't take her down in the elevator.
Yeah, we know that. We're taking her down a fire escape through the storeroom. That's how we come in. All right, come on, Louis. Grab her legs.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's Al going to do to her?
Will you stop killing time, you dumb dame? Besides, what's it to you what Al does to her?
Well, I don't want her to get hurt no more, that's all.
Hold it.
What's the matter, Louis?
I think somebody just come up in the elevator.
Miss Lane, where are you?
Oh, creepers.
Somebody looking for this Lane dame.
Know who it is, Chickie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jim Olson, a reporter.
Okay. Just keep quiet. We'll take care of him.
Crouching in the deep shadows of the dark office, Mary and the two thugs wait quietly as Jim Olson, blissfully unconscious of his danger, walks through the deserted city room in search of Lois Lane. What will happen? We'll know more in a moment, so stand by for the exciting climax of this episode.
Say, gang, I just thought of something. If you haven't tried this week's Pep Dish of the Week, you'd better make a mental note right now, because you sure wouldn't want to miss out on this treat. Boy, it's regular. Here's the name, Date Bait. And here's how you make it. In your breakfast bowl, make alternate layers of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, and dates. You know, cut into fairly small pieces. Isn't that a cinch? First Pep, then dates, then more Pep, and so on. Pour on milk, and you have this week's Pep Dish of the Week, Date Bait. It's a smooth dish that'll really bait your morning appetite, believe me. Fact is, no matter how you serve it, those tender, crisp flakes of Kellogg's Pep, with their keen sunshine flavor, taste so terrific, you can hardly wait to pitch in and finish off every bit in your bowl. And a good thing that is, too, especially nowadays when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, don't waste cereal. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make it your job to see that it's not wasted. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Unaware that Lois Lane lies unconscious in her office in the presence of two thugs and her attacker, Mary Hennig, Jim Olson walks across the deserted city room calling for her.
Miss Lane. Hey, Miss Lane, where are you?
That's Jim Olson. What'll we do if he sees us?
Shut up. Get behind this door, quick.
He's turning on lights. He'll see us.
Not behind this door, he won't. Now be quiet.
I'm scared.
Gee whiz. Miss Lane.
He's seen a dame laying there. Here he comes, Louis. Get set to let him have it.
Gasping as he sees Lois Lane's motionless figure on the carpet, Jimmy Olsen, unaware of the ambush that awaits him, dashes into her office and into trouble. What will happen to the boy reporter and to Lois Lane while Superman, unaware of what is taking place, is several miles away? Don't miss the next exciting episode in this story of a fight against juvenile delinquency. Tune in again Monday, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Lots of you kids have dogs, and I'll bet one of the things they enjoy most is a tug of war. Dogs seem to get such a kick out of using their strong teeth and muscles. Now, if you want to help keep your dog strong and husky, feed him Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. It's just wonderful for dogs and has a good meaty flavor dogs like. There are three different kinds. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask your mother to get Kellogg's Grow Pup today and see if your dog doesn't gobble it right up. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.